Let us now listen to a poem, The Snake Trying. It is written by W. E. Ross. Pages number 125 to 126. Introduction. Most of us think of snakes as fearsome symbols of death, but the snake in this poem is itself a victim. Now let us listen to the poem, The Snake Trying. The snake trying to escape the pursuing stick, with sudden curvings of thin, long body. How beautiful and graceful are his shapes. He glides through the water away. From the stroke, oh, let him go over the water into the reeds to hide without hurt. Small and green, he is harmless even to the children. Along the sand, he lay until observed and chased away. And now he vanishes in the ripples among the green slim reeds. Glossary. Reeds means water or marsh plants with thick stems. Thinking about the poem. What is the snake trying to escape from? 2. Is it a harmful snake? What is its color? 3. The poet finds the snake beautiful. Find the word he uses to convey its beauty. 4. What does the poet wish for the snake? 5. Where was the snake before anyone saw it and chased it away? Where does the snake disappear? Question number 1. Find out as much as you can about different kinds of snakes from books in the library or from the internet. Are they all poisonous? Find out the names of some poisonous snakes. Question number 2. Look for information on how to find out whether a snake is harmful. Question number 3. As you know from the previous lesson you have just read, there are people in our country who have traditional knowledge about snakes, who even catch poisonous snakes with practically bare hands. Can you find out something more about them? Let us enjoy the poem, Green Snake. Early morning, the day before yesterday, under a slab of stone, in a crack, eyes glittering, forked tongue licking and flashing, a frog swelling his belly, he lay there quietly. A baby snake, two hands long, a green snake. Poor thing, it's a green snake, still a baby. What harm can it do? I said. My father replied, a snake is a snake. And mother? That's where everyone walks. We don't need trouble. Kill it. I can't, I said. Father struck him with a piece of firewood, chased him outside, and killed him flat. This poem was a translation by A.K. Ramanujan, which was a poem written by B.R. Lakshman Rao.